USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday will travel to South Texas, where he's expected to report on the border wall and expose the Biden administration's open border policy. Trump will be joined in the Rio Grande Valley by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has vowed to complete Trump's wall along the Texas line with state funds and private donations. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said Monday that the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust complaint against the media giant Facebook failed to show its monopoly, effectively dismissing the DOJ lawsuit. Now, the DOJ can get a second chance with Boasberg, an appointee of President Obama, within 30 days. Condo owners in the South Florida tower that collapsed last week were facing assessments for millions of dollars worth of repairs, with payments set to begin this week. The Champlain Towers South Condo Association approved a $15 million assessment in April to complete repairs required under the county's 40-year recertification process. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Asphalt buckled, insulation melted off wires. How hot is it in the Pacific Northwest? Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Several cities in the Pacific Northwest set new record highs as the region bakes amid a severe heat wave. Seattle made it to 107 degrees Monday, breaking the previous record of 104, which was set on Sunday. Portland, Oregon set a record for the third straight day, reaching 115 degrees. Forecasters say a little relief is on the way for some areas as a dome of high pressure moves to the east, taking the worst of the heat with it. Temperatures in Seattle and Portland should return to the 80s by Wednesday.
Mexican authorities on Monday found a boy thought to be about 2 years old alone near an overcrowded truck that had been carrying more than 100 migrants in suffocating conditions. Wearing no shirt, the boy stood by himself surrounded by a handful of packaged snacks and half-empty water bottles. Mexican authorities believe the boy is Guatemalan. No plans have been announced by Vice President Kamala Harris to end the humanitarian crisis at the border. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm taking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new Gallup poll shows most Americans believe the pandemic is over in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
Game one in hockey's Stanley Cup Finals goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-1. Lightning center Alex Killorn on NBCSN talks about the Canadiens as that was his team as a kid growing up.
In the finals, I grew up a Montreal fan, but I don't know who my friends are rooting for, but I'm just happy to be in the finals.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.